Good day, prayer warriors. We continue to pray across America. Today, the states are Mississippi and Louisiana. So, Father God, we thank you for the state of Mississippi with the capital of Jackson, population of 10.7 million people. We thank you for those people and pray that they will come to know the Lord if they don't already. We pray, thank you that they attain their statehood in 1817, becoming the 20th state to join the Union, that their name of the state derived from the Mississippi River, which is the second largest river, second to Missouri, in the U.S. And in 1884, Mississippi University for Women was the first public college for women. We're grateful that that started there. Memorial Day, or also Decoration Day, finds its origin in Mississippi. Women in 1866 decorated the graves of both the Confederate and Union soldiers in a cemetery called Friendship. More than 63% of Mississippi residents attend church weekly, or almost every week. That is fantastic. And we thank you, Father, for that. So Heavenly Father, we humbly come before your throne on behalf of Mississippi, the watershed state. We pray Psalm 24 for Mississippi. Is the Lord's and everything in it, in all its people. Who has the privilege of entering God's holy place? Those who are clean, whose works and ways are pure. May the people of Mississippi present themselves as a holy sacrifice and know that you are the only true living God. You are their only hope. Salvation is in you alone. We repent on behalf of their pride and in our country as well, idolatry in any way and iniquitous ways. We release the righteousness of Christ into their spheres of influence, cities and communities. King of glory, may we ready ourselves for your coming as we declare your marvelous works among the peoples. We bless your holy name and give thanks for your faithfulness to all generations in Jesus' mighty name. We lift up Louisiana before you, whose capital is Baton Rouge. We thank you, Father, for the 4.7 million people there, where it attained its statehood in 1812, becoming the 18th state to join the Union. We understand that the influence of French and Spanish settlers is still present today in both their culture and their food. Thank you that it has the highest alligator population, over 2 million among the countries, and has the leading oil and gas producing state. We thank you for that resource. It's the second warmest and one of the wettest in the U.S. And that it doesn't even have an official language. So we pray that the English, French, Spanish, and Vietnamese that are spoken there, people will be able to understand one another. We lift up Louisiana, Sovereign God. We praise you for the magnificence and beauty of it, for its rich wildlife, fisheries, coastal marshes, to its vibrant agriculture and prairies. May your wisdom and protection be evident in every church that your body turn to you to hear from heaven and receive your grace. Usher in fervent scripture-based discipleship in every church in Louisiana. Harmony in their families, safety in their schools, fairness in their businesses and workplaces. Strength in their military, truth and compassion in the hearts of those governing, and a spirit of excellence that reflects you, Father God, in arts, media, and entertainment. Lord, help them to steward the law and land with the mind and heart of Christ. Align them to do your will so that Louisiana would rise up to lead future generations under God's covering and blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, Jesus, you are Lord of Mississippi and Louisiana.